Joshua for. Thank you, worship team. But fill this card out while service is going on, and at the conclusion, we'll have you drop that on the altar. My message title this morning is Stones of Remembrance. I want you to know that after God performed significant miracles in establishing the nation of Israel, he brought them out of the land of Egypt. The first generation decided they couldn't go. They decided that the giants were too great. We can't take the land. So that generation perished in the wilderness. But their children rose up and got an opportunity to go into the promised land. How many of us that everything we do, we have to mix with faith? If you're going to walk with the Lord, by faith you walk with him. By faith you receive those things. Just two entered in, Joshua and Caleb. At this moment, they're going to cross over the Jordan, and they're going to begin to establish in the land. All these prophecies about them coming back home were going to come to pass. What was promised to Abraham now was going to be fulfilled with Joshua. I shared with the first service, for some of you, God's given you some promises. Continue to walk them out. Don't get ahead of the Lord. Just walk them out, and naturally they'll come to pass. Amen. I mean, God is good. This morning I'm going to deal with what God did in the past, who they were in the present, and how to live in the future. After the settlers came to America, Thanksgiving Day was set up. It was set up for these reasons: to remind us why we came to America, religious freedom, to challenge us to be thankful to God, and to focus on becoming an example of liberty. For our Thanksgiving, listen, we have to remember. Number one, if you're taking notes, there's a remembrance of Thanksgiving. It needs participation. Turn to Joshua 4, look at verse 1. And it came to pass that all the people had completely crossed over Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourself 12 men of the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourself 12 stones from here, from the midst of Jordan, where the priest's feet stood, and carry them over and leave them as a lodging place this night. He's going to set up a memorial. But notice he's going to say, I want you 12 men. Pick out 12 men to do this. For any Thanksgiving to be powerful and effective, there needs to be participation. Listen, if you have the home, you set it up. What you need to do in your home is like, hey, I'm going to participate in something great. There's going to be 12 men, one from each tribe. When this, they need to show, look at verse 5. And Joshua said, cross over before the ark in the midst of Jordan, each one of you taking a stone on his shoulder. Listen, for Thanksgiving, we must shoulder the responsibility. This is going to be set up for a reminder, a memorial for their children. But when people are coming to your home, you know what? Set it up the way you need to set it up. Take responsibility. Have it set up. Each one says, you know what? We're going to carry that stone over. Notice none of them fought Joshua. He's saying, listen to me. This is going to be done for a memorial. More than ever, we need to set things up for our children so they remember how good God is. Say amen. We've been established in the land, but how many knows that we need to be thankful for forgiveness of sins? We need to be thankful for what God has done. We need to teach that to a new generation. But if we don't take charge of Thanksgiving, I mean, there's nothing happens. We just can't have it go like, well, whatever you want to do, you want to do. No, take charge of your Thanksgiving. I'm asking you to fill that little card out. Why? It's a memorial. Here's what I'm thankful for. There needs to be participation in it. Now, this is what my wife and I do. Before all the festivities happen, when we get up first thing in the morning, we start to thank God for everything that we can think of. And there's no time frame on this. We begin to thank God for this until we've exhausted everything that we know to thank him for. Say amen. How many knows that starts the day out different? We'll have people come in. We'll greet the family. We'll do all that. But we set something up that they're thankful for. If you have children, they need to learn to give thanks. Amen. I've been to other countries. This is still the greatest country in the world. I said, this is still the greatest country in the world. Like for many of you, I immigrated from this place to here, to America. My family's all from Germany. I thank God that the borders were open for me. Say amen. How many of us, we can't exclude or pick who we want. I thank God that he opened up for me. Hallelujah. How many knows we all came from somewhere else? I said we all came from somewhere else. Why a memorial? Look at verse 6. And this shall be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, what are these stones for? You need to set up a memorial. Now, I'm not saying you need to stack stones at your house, but you need to do something that your kids can relate to, something that they can grab onto, whether it's a testimony or something you do at this time that they can remember. They're setting up this monument that when the next generation, hey, what are these stones for? Somebody could come along and say, hey, listen, we were strangers in the land. We were slaves in another land, and God brought us forth. We set this up so we can remember how good God is. And if you think about how good God is, can you imagine this? When God called them to come out of Egypt, he said young and old will come. There was 3+ million people who came out of Egypt. Notice God didn't go, how am I going to feed all them? Notice he didn't say, you know what? They're all going to need water walking in the desert. How am I going to do that? Water in the desert is pretty rare. Would you say amen? Even pools of water dry up. But yet God goes, listen to me, you're my kids. And since I'm calling you, I will take care of you. We also need to have that in our hearts. That God will take care of us. He's big enough to take care of us. Say amen. But when it comes to Thanksgiving, in your home, take charge of Thanksgiving. Lead your family in this. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Listen to me, if they come over to your house and they don't know the Lord, there still can be a time. What are we thankful for? How many of us most don't know? My wife and I had this, we were talking to a student, and this student knew nothing about Jesus on any level. Didn't know what he did for them. Didn't know that he died for them. Didn't know any. It was like, it was so foreign. This person looked like with wide eyes, I've never heard that in my entire life. That's the generation that's now. Sometimes we hope they know a little bit or we talk like they do. Sometimes we need to get back to basics and not treat people bad, but say, look, do you know this stuff? Do you know what he's done for you? We need to share that. For Joshua, he's saying, listen to me, we've seen this. We've wandered for 40 years. Our parents died in the wilderness. Now we're taking the land. But our kids need to know what God has done. And for Joshua and Caleb, they walked through all of it. How much they saw over the years. How many miracles they saw. We're going to set this up as a memorial. Listen, your children will ask. They need to ask these questions, don't they? Say amen. Now jump up to verse 9 for a minute. It says, and Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, where the place where the feet of the priests bore. Each one carried their own stone over, the 12 tribes, one in each tribe. And Joshua also took 12 stones. And notice that he placed them where the feet of the priest went. That means on the lower level of the bank. Now, it doesn't give much narrative on here, and I don't want to read too much or speak too much in it. But I'm wondering, is that when the water level dropped low, they could see the stone and say, God, let us dry, went on dry ground. And if you'll read through these portions of Scripture, when the priest touched the water and it backed all the way up to the city of Adam. Hallelujah. When the covenant came, the blood was applied, your sins were backed all the way up to Adam. Hallelujah. That's good news. But notice Joshua put them there where the feet were. But there's also a memorial set up. That to me, when there was low tide or there was on the ground, you could see what God has done. Say amen. I also look at it this way. Sometimes in life, there's some highs and lows. Sometimes you feel like you're being overshadowed with a whole bunch of stuff. The tide's pretty high. But you know what? You live long enough, the tide goes down. Say amen. God gets you through. Look what God's already taken you through already. He's not going to leave you now. Amen. Maybe you've seen the water low. There's still a memorial there. Amen. Say amen. You also see it when it's high. There's still a memorial. God is good. Hallelujah. I'm thank God that we can walk on some dry ground. That he's taken the miry clay away from us. Our feet are on a solid rock. All these types and shadows are in Scripture. Our children's future matters. If we don't teach a heritage of our kids, who's going to do it? It isn't just a day off from work or a day off from school. There's a reason why there's Thanksgiving. Amen? In the world, it's just commercial. In the world, it's just Black Friday or whatever you want to call it. But we need to celebrate what our God has done. That's why I have Thanksgiving. It's more than the turkey and the treats. It's like there's a reason for it. Even adults need reminding. Amen? Why a memorial? It's for unity and inclusion. He says, take one from every tribe. That means every family was represented when the stone was given. We also need that. There needs to be unity. There needs to be inclusion with it. That, you know what? As for me and my house is going to know. Whatever your tribe is, they need to know there's Thanksgiving. In Joshua 4:5, he said, cross over before each one of the numbers of the tribe of the children of Israel. Listen to me. Now, I'm not saying you have a tribe. You understand what I mean. Yeah. It's your family. Your family needs to know that you're representing God in this. That they in turn. Now, if the Lord should tarry and he doesn't come for another 100 years, who's going to carry the memorial? Who's going to carry the testimony that Jesus forgives and he lives and he's done something great? We can't just take it for granted. We just can't say, well, you know, I'll be dead. It doesn't matter. That's not the heart. Joshua's well in age now. He's been through 80 years of stuff. He's an elderly man, and he says, I need to set this up for the next generation. We also, if the church forgets the next generation, it will miss the blessing of the Lord. That means members included. Teach our families. They're setting up this altar, this memorial. It's a sign of redemption. It's a sign of a place where an altar where the blood was shed. When I look at this, it's amongst the people. The people can see every time they come, they can tell a story. What story can you tell? Look at verse 6, Joshua 4, 6. And this may be the sign among you that when your children ask in times to come, notice that if there's something set up, somebody can ask the right questions. Isn't that how you got saved? When you ask the right questions? Lord, forgive me. How do I get my life right with the Lord? It's powerful. It's when we go through life and we just do our own thing, we miss it. Somehow we got to change that. Somehow you got to put that in and say, you know what? Here's what Thanksgiving is about. We're going to give thanks to God. In my own personal family, there's just a few Christians in my own personal family. But when we get together, you know what? We're going to pray over the meal. You don't have to pray, but we're going to pray. And in respect, most people will bow their heads. And if you got an audience like that, bring down the fire. God, I thank you for the family. God, do a mighty work in each one, Lord. I thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Remember, it's your house, your rules. Say amen. Now, I'm not saying cram Jesus down their throat, but the truth is that, bless God, they need to sense the Holy Ghost. That's good preaching. This memorial was an outward symbol of an inward work. Joshua wanted to get a hold of it. Listen to me. Tell them when they see the stones and your kids ask, what do these stones mean? Then give them the story. Tell them what God did. That, hey, when the water gets low, see these down here? We walked on dry ground. God backed the water all the way up to the city of Adam. Isn't that awesome? For 40 years, he took care of us in the wilderness. He rained down food. There's the rock that followed him, which was Christ. Tell them the story so they know. Amen? I worked for a Jewish company for a time. And this family would teach their kids everything they knew from the Old Testament. They did. Right down the line. Jot until every word they teach. They made their kids memorize the first 5 books of the Bible. And I'd say, Lord, give me an opportunity to bring Christ in this. Say amen. Because there's a veil upon. But Lord, they know enough that just a peek they'll see. Hallelujah. Can God do that? He'll set you in places. You can be a witness. You just be you. You don't have to be nobody else. Just be you. When they saw this area, it's okay to carry your Bible. I know we have it on our phone. But you know what? It's easy to see this book. It's a memorial. when I visited my dad, he's in assisted living. He's got his own apartment room, da-da-da-da. But my wife and I came out of where he was, and I looked over, and I saw this sign, and I peeked through the window. It was Sisters of the Word. And I'm like, man, Sisters of the Word. So I peeked in there, and there's about eight ladies having a Bible study. When I go back, I'm going to tell Dad, you need to hook up with Sisters of the Word. Say amen. It's right around the corner. Don't have to go far, Dad. Sisters of the Word right there. Amen. I pray they're Holy Ghost filled, but bless God. I can see this book a mile away. Say amen. Amen. See, it's a memorial. Now, I'm not saying you have to carry the thing around everywhere you go, but what do you do for a memorial? What do you do that way when people see? Amen. I remember one time I was buying a used car, and I left my Bible in the car, and the salesman walked by, and he looked inside, and he goes, oh, man, you got a Bible? I go, yeah. I go, I read it, too. He goes, are you one of those born-again Christians? And I almost answered him. I did. I said, tell me, what does that mean to you? He goes, well, you know. I go, I know, but do you know what it means? And I got a chance to share with him. Here's what it means. I asked Christ in my life. I could have said yes and the conversation had been over. Here's what it means. I wasn't being bogue or rude or mean. Here's what it means. Yes, I'm one of them. God has forgiven me. Amen? And we all have something to be forgiven of. My sins were like a mountaintop. But he came and bulldozed them all away. Hallelujah. These stones, listen to me. Tell your kids what? Tell them about the past, that you were slaves in Egypt. You wandered 40 years. This river was uncrossable. And God did a miracle and brought us into a land that was promised to our great, 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 great grandfather, Abraham. That's a powerful testimony. Can you see how a kid would go, oh, wow. And then when they got a hold of that, they can share it with the next generation. Oh, wow. More than ever, we need a witness today. Jesus is the best kept secret. There's enough Christians in southeastern Michigan to evangelize this whole state. There is. All a believer has to do is open their mouth. Thanksgiving is an awesome time for a testimony. Look how many family members you'll get a chance to see. Maybe you'll go see them. I told the first service, listen to me, make sure you leave the door open. If there's an estranged relationship, don't slam that door. Pray for opportunities for it to open. And if you can, then you reach out. How many of us, God can restore anything? Even the best families have issues. God was perfect and Adam and Eve still rebelled. Say amen. The father of the prodigal son did all he could for his kids and they still split. Don't give up on your kids. What you've sowed in them, keep praying, keep watching, and be careful that you don't share too much. Too much salt makes them gag, but just enough. When they know they can come home, they'll get to the place where there's more in God's house than what they possess. That's a word for somebody in here. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep the door open. You keep, even if it hurts you deep, keep that loving attitude. God, I love my family. Open the door. Because when you get bitter, then you start to take things personal, and then you start to lash out personally. And you'll usually say something wrong. True? And it's not hard to drive a wedge farther. I read this. It was called the Mayflower Compact. It says this. Having undertaken for the glory of God, for the advancement of Christian faith, to honor the king and country, to voyage to plant a first colony in the northern parts, we solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another covenant to combine ourselves into a governing party or power. They're saying, you know what? Here we are, Lord. You've brought us here for the glory of God. Now we want to establish freedom that we can serve our God, give thanks, and we're going to set aside this day for a day of thanksgiving. We thank you for those in authority and all the people we have with us. Isn't that what we should do? The Bible says give thanks. Pray for those in authority. We need to do the same. Our day of thanksgiving may be celebrated on this particular day, but that needs to be in us. Amen? I don't like always what goes on in our country, but I thank God I live in this country. If you don't like how it is, vote. And don't complain. Say amen. You got an opportunity. Today we need to say that Thanksgiving. Listen, it's a duty to tell our kids. It's our duty. We have a responsibility for our children. Look at verse 24. It says, and all the people of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord that is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Notice it's a responsibility for our kids. It's also for the earth, for the people of the earth, that they may know our God is mighty. He's brought us out with a mighty hand. When Jesus stretched it out, I got free. For the first time in my life, I've been transformed from death to life. Every nation needs to know that. Amen? My heart breaks for people that have never heard the name of Jesus. How many countries have lived their whole lives and never heard the name of Jesus? I pray, Lord, touch each one. Every generation will have that witness. God, bring that witness. Hallelujah. Even in the most remote places. I had a buddy that ministered overseas. And he was in a part of Africa where the Maasai tribe were. And he said that they would start their service. Their services were 4 hours and sometimes 8 hours long. He goes, they would eat together because the people would come. The Maasai that got saved would actually walk at least 4 hours to get to church. So when they got there, service couldn't be a half hour long. Say amen. So they would get there, they would be timed out. They would be there faithful, and they walked for 4 hours. Well, what they would do is they would have church, they'd have worship, they would also eat there at the church, and then all the families would slowly walk back home. That was their Sunday. And he said it was so humbling. Sometimes, and I'm just being honest, sometimes we're so quick today that we got everything to do that can't we rest in the Lord? Can't we just rejoice in Him? And he says when the people came, he said, we had church. All ambitions were lost. I'm getting into God because I'm so thankful I'm saved. Hallelujah. Well, they were looking to build another church, and it's on the borderline where this other country didn't want anything to do with it. Well, they were praying, Lord, we need some steel for the roof, some of the timbers. And he says one of the Maasai, was, as he was walking, he saw these buildings being bulldozed down and being pushed over the border, like, here's our junk, you can have it. Well, they brought it to the pastor saying, you know what? We know where steel is for a roof and enough timber to build a church here. They had all the material for free. All they had to do was go get it. Go and possess the land. Isn't that so cool? Yeah. They could build the church for nothing and all the stuff was there. Hallelujah. Can God do that? He can do that in any place, anywhere, at any time. We have a responsibility. The nations need to know. I said the nations need to know that every nation will fear the Lord, all the people groups. Listen, God's presence was in Israel, it's still in the church. God's power is in Israel, it's still in the church. They left enslavement for 40 years, but when they came into the promised land, they came in on Passovers. They left on Passover, and they came in on a Passover. 40 years later, God's timing is perfect. Say amen. If you take notes, in Exodus 12, verse 14, and it shall come to you as a memorial. You'll keep the Lord's Sabbath from every generation. Now flip over to chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 10. God's going to bring his word to pass. Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight in the plains of Jericho. 40 years later, they left in Passover, they came in Passover. I said they left in Passover, they came in Passover. Is God good? Say, God is good. Somebody say, God is good. I said, say, God is good. Amen. Look at verse 11. And they did eat, Joshua 5:11. And they did eat of the corn of the land on the morrow, or the morning, after the Passover, unleavened cakes, parched corn, that same day. Why we have a meal? Because it's harvest day. I said it's harvest day. For 40 years, God fed them manna and rain. Water came from the rock. When they finally went into the promised land, the manna stopped. And now the land, you listen to me, you'll till it and reap from it. God will always have provision no matter what time or stage of your life. Amen. Why we have a meal is because it's biblical. They ate at the Passover. Why we have a meal is not because your relatives are hungry and they don't have nothing else to eat. Because it's an attitude. It's gratitude. It prepares for future blessing. We're coming over to celebrate a meal together because it's harvest day. We'll be able to eat from the land. How many knows that's good news? For 40 years, God fed millions of people, millions of meals, and now you're going to be able to eat from the land. You won't have to call it manna. What is it? Now you'll be able to eat corn, hallelujah, unleavened bread here in abundance. You'll have a feast. What if that was you, and for 40 years you wandered in the wilderness? You've seen your parents pass away, they couldn't enter in, and now you walk into a land that's so vast that you can put your tent stakes down and call it your own home. Wouldn't that make you happy? And you just walked, you all of a sudden you watched the same miracle that happened with Moses as he backed the Red Sea up, is now he's backing up the Jordan River. And you can see the water has departed and you're going on the same dry ground they went on. But the difference between the two is one walked in faith and the other one didn't. I don't want another generation to miss it by faith. And if we don't sow into our kids, into our young people, listen to me, we're doing them a disservice. We have to invest. We have to speak a word in that area. Is this good? It prepares for future blessing. We also need to do that. They set up those stones, kids. When you see it, this is what it's for. When I pass away, tell your kids. And you tell your kids after you. And you tell your kids after you. That memorial needs to be in our hearts. It'd be kind of hard to set up a bunch of stones in your house, but what are you going to do for your own memorial? If it's here, it'll come out of here. The reason I'm asking you for to do this is a memorial. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all these and I'm going to compile them. And I'm going to put them all down on a pad and I'm going to offer that to the Lord. Here's our memorial. Here's what our church is thankful for. I'll add mine too. But more than here, this is what's in your heart. You'll take this with you. Here's what I'm thankful for. Too many times people are thankful at a funeral, but be thankful while they're alive. Let them get a chance to hear it from you. It's nice words to share. It's comfort for those who are alive and remain, but the person who needs to hear it isn't hearing it. Make sure you share. Patty, Olympia, I'm glad you're here. I know you've had some struggles with health, but I'm glad you're here today. We keep praying for you. Amen? How many of us that we look out for among us? I talked to Pastor Robert on the phone yesterday. He's feeling a whole lot better. He says, my strength isn't full yet, but I want you to know, I want to tell the people that, hey, I'm thinking of them. Amen? Are you enjoying this morning? What should we take away from this? Listen, we need to help people remember. How many are married in here? Hold up your hand. Okay. Some share a ring. Give a ring. Why do you give a ring? Is it to remind you that you're married? Maybe. But isn't that for others to see? And ladies are a little quicker at this than guys, because ladies can spot a ring like a mile away. Why? What's she looking for? It's a memorial. It's a testimony that, I'm sorry, this goodness has been taken up. Taken. True? How many knows it's a simple little thing, but yet it can speak for miles. It represents something. That's why a memorial was set up. It could be a card sent to somebody. I'm doing this as a memorial. It can be the dinner you have at your table. It can be something you set up with the kids. We're going to do this, kids. Not because we have to, it's because we get to. And isn't it great, parents, when your kids finally say something you've said for over and 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 over, and all of a sudden, like, They finally got it. Listen, if they're knuckleheads now, believe me, they get older. How many of us were knuckleheads when we were younger? And be honest, how many are glad your kids don't do what you really did? One, two, three, say amen. Sometimes we're hard on the young people when, yeah, I'll leave it there. Personalize your history. Do your stones. Put those in. What do I need to do? What does my family identify with? What's my roots? Joshua set it up that every generation can see this. You do what you need to do. Amen? Make these stones of remembrance effective for your family. I'm not saying you have to do what I do. This works for me. It works for my family. But what works for you? You got to do something or nothing will happen. Set it up. When your family comes, listen to me. If you have a time to pray at the dinner table, then pray. Set it up. Christ is the glue that holds it all together. Philippians 1:21, for me to live with Christ and to die is gain. You can remember the obstacles you've overcame. How many of you've overcame some stuff? You can reflect back, but God has still been with you. You can count your blessings. By the time my wife and I are done thanking God for what we can think of, we have Thanksgiving in our hearts. We're ready for anyone else that comes along. Amen? Thankful. It happens. It works for us. What works for you? What works for you? If you don't do something, can you imagine Joshua asking one of the guys to carry the stone over? Nope, not doing it. When you say that, what you're saying is, I'm not doing it for me or my family. But all 12 of them said, it's an honor to carry this. We also need it. We need to stop looking at what we have to do and go, I'm glad we get to do it. Because God's entrusting you. Every generation after that got a chance to see. Listen, when the water is low and things are better, listen to me, there's still a memorial. When things rise up, there's still a memorial. And you can always go to the mountaintop and still find the word. Do it. Be that people. Be those that send and make it. If you're taking notes, I got some homework for you. I want you to read Psalm 114. This ties in with this whole passage of Scripture. How many had a chance to fill out that card? I'm going to pray here and then we're going to close the service. I want you to leave that on the altar. But my goal is that we're making it plain. And in somewhere when you meet your family, whether you host it or you go somewhere, carry it with you. But if you're in charge, set it up. They come to your house. And don't be ashamed of the gospel, true? What I love about this memorial was you could deny it happened, but you can't deny the reality it happened. People can say Jesus isn't real, but you can't deny the reality. He is real. Why? Because I have a testimony. He is in me. I can't deny myself. And Jesus said, I can swear by no other, so I swear by me. I am Lord. You win. I read the back of the book. Yeah. And one day the gospel will be preached to every tribe and nation. Somebody will be saved from that area. You know what that means to me? Everybody in that area would have had an opportunity. Man's without excuse. And if nobody preached to him, all creation shows his glory that man's without excuse. And I believe this with all my heart. You could be remote on a deserted island. And if you cried out to God, God, show yourself real to me, he would find a way to get to you. He's not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Church, set up your own memorial. I'm not saying you have a bunch of stones in your house, but set up something for the next generation too. Would you do that? Amen. Enjoy this morning. Father, thank you for your word. That, Lord, we can put up stones of remembrance. Lord, we can take the biblical example from Joshua and, Lord, make it plain today. We have to teach a new generation. So that when your kids ask, what do these stones mean? What does this word mean? Why do we have Thanksgiving? Lord, we can testify why we do what we do. Why do we have a meal? Because we're eating of the good of the land. We can finally plant our own crops. Reap our own food. Hallelujah. Lord, we're blessed people. And Lord, Thanksgiving for us is not just a day. It's a lifestyle. Thank you, Lord, for all your provision. Thank you, Lord, that we're no longer stuck in sin, but we have a great Savior. Jesus, truly, it's about you. That for the first time in our lives, we can walk with our God. And you've given us the land that we can take it. Thank you. Father, your blessing upon your people. And Lord, help each one to participate. Lord, to shoulder the responsibility. Lord, to be the witness they need to be for themselves and also their family. And Lord, if you should tarry for the next generation, that they'll know what we know about you. Help us, teach us, and use us. In the precious name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Amen.